big impact. Here we are. Star Wars, we got a scroll. Eric, you must have the scroll.
The whole thing, right?
Let's start at the beginning. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, right? Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's like catnip to me. When you hear that Star Wars noise begin, you see the logo.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Had you seen this recently? Anyone on this chat?
No. I hadn't seen this. What's funny is I looked at my Letterboxd and I hadn't logged it, and I got Letterboxd in like 2019. So I have not seen it since at least 2019.
We did the sequel trilogy on a New Year's Day a couple years ago, maybe. Mm-hmm. So I have actually taken in the poison that is The Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
Kind of within like the last year, like 2 years, maybe something like that. Ooh. Still sucked then, by the way. I didn't want you guys to freak out and have me be my classic, like, actually, upon reevaluate, no, it still fucking sucks. But my man Babu Frick, it's been
since like, you know, 2019 that is that when Skywalker came out? Was that 2019?
Yeah.
I must have done both and then got into it to be like, mm-hmm. Oh, here comes the grand finale. Oh,
I'm sure I did the same. I probably watched them both leading up to that movie. And my God, that movie. Yeah.
And that's the weird thing about this one. You know what I mean? And if you, I think it's part of like, we're going to be getting into like the excitement when we just came out of the theater and did that on screen, that 15 minute on screen 10 years ago. It's like, what's going to happen? Who's this one? What do you think is going to happen here?
Right.
And then now knowing the other side of it, it retroactively deflates a little bit of this for sure.
Yeah.
I now, cause I'll tell you, I'll be totally honest. I completely forgot we even did an old on screen episode for that. I want to go back and look it up now. Cause Lord knows the fucking proclamations we were making at the time.
And sure. Guesses. So it's been Luke Skywalker is missing, Eric. Did you
right,
know that?
But you know what else was missing? Real quick with The Rise of Skywalker, when that came out, I would buy tickets for multiple days. I'd see the movies twice at least. Yep. And I remember just like not going and like refunding my tickets for the second time.
Yeah, one and done. Yep.
Because I was so disappointed. Anyway, Luke Skywalker has vanished. In his absence, the sinister First Order has risen from the ashes of the Empire and will not rest until Skywalker, the last Jedi, has been destroyed.
Oh.
With the support of the Republic, General Leia Organa leads a brave resistance. she's desperate to find her brother Luke and gain his help in restoring peace and justice to the galaxy. Leia sent her most daring pilot on a secret mission to Jakku, where an old ally has discovered a clue to Luke's whereabouts.
Yes, I'm an old ally. I wasn't in the other movie. I was actually just off of screen. You know, at the end of on Yavin 4, that big control room, I was in there, but kind of quiet.
Yes, I'm an ally. I protested at Stonewall.
Yes, if anyone remembers the medal ceremony that we had after our first adventure back in the 70s, just off camera, it's me providing the medals to the stage.
Yeah, so they were knitted in the kink handkerchiefs. put them in your back pocket.
I'm being quite honest. The reason you didn't see me is because I'm an open homosexual man and no one had time for that in the 1970s.
Yeah, you know, the word ally, like old ally, that to me signifies, or it should have signified, this dude will be in this movie for more than 5 minutes.
Right.
I think, as much as I do like this movie, I think it is deserving of being on the We Love Movies feed.
Absolutely.
It's kind of shitty that he's, Max von Sydow is not in this more than he is as Lor San Tekka, great name, by the way.
Yes. You know, the only part of the allyship you hear about is like, General, to me, she's royalty. And it's just like, okay, this old monarchist.
Yeah, totally, dude.
I mean, they should have, I would have loved a little more information. Is he from Alderaan? But then again, then you bloat the runtime. So
Eric, you're the master of the Star Wars soundboard. Could you just clip? I would have liked a little more information because I'm just going to keep hitting that a couple of times. And to be clear, this does belong in the L feed, and it's been like 7 years or whatever. I was kind of dreading watching it last night. It's one of our long recording days, and I had to wait until 9 o'clock to start. And I'm like, motherfucker, here we go, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, 2.5 hours ahead of you.
It happened, and I was like in it, and I was really like, I got the goosebumps at the right parts and yada, yada, yada. There's definitely some warts here, more warts than I remember in 2015, but I had a fucking blast with this guy last
night. Oh, nice. Well, you know, to your point, like you would like a little more information. You know, I think the beauty of Star Wars 77, it drops you right in. I mean, you kind of just got to pick it up as you go along a little bit, despite the scroll. But yeah, no, I could see what you mean, but I think it's an advantage for Star Wars to not overly explain itself as well.
Yes. Here is a map to Luke's. I dropped it in the toilet. I apologize. I was using the bathroom. I had the whole map, and then like it's kind of corrupted, but it'll get you there.
I was looking at the map. I was very proud to pass it on to my resistance fighter friends, and then bloop, right in the toilet it fell.
You see, I had nothing to read in the can, so I popped out this map, and I was like, oh, look at this, Hosian Prime. That's not too far.
Yeah. So the Star Destroyer Shadow.
Yes. I love this shot. Ooh, very right. Cool.
Just cutting through like this moon or whatever, and the troop shuttle landing, like the faulty electrical in the shuttles a little bit.
And I think that these kinds of shots, and there's a bunch of them, which is why this movie is still successful. It is like Star Wars porn for Star Wars fans. You know what I mean? Like it just, but it's also, but it's not this. It's not like regurgitating slop. It's like this is kind of heightening things and giving you stuff that you didn't know you wanted to see in a different angle or in a new with new cameras and new special effects. And this is one of those where I'm like, this is fuck. I'm in. I'm already in. You know what I mean?
I still think, you know. The warts of the storytelling, sure. I go back to Star Wars 77, those warts. But, like, I really love the effects in this movie. I think it's a really good-looking movie.
It absolutely is.
Yeah. There's very few points where, when there's, like, a big action scene or something, and I'm like, oh, that's a cartoon. Like, that now they turned a little too cartoony or something. Like, it doesn't even occur to me in this movie. Like, everything looked really nice.
I mean, to compliment J.J. Abrams even more, like, Star Trek 2009, I loved how that looked. Absolutely. I know that had a backlash to it. I think the style is a little overused now, but the guy makes good-looking movies.
Yeah.
He does.
No, he definitely does. He's got some new thing coming out, I think, right? There's some movie of his there.
It's been a while. I don't think he's made a movie since Ye Old.
The Great Beyond, apparently, this is called. Science fantasy film. Okay.
Okay. But yeah, I think he was pretty much, you can go to the back and you can produce and whatever else. But after that Rise of Skywalker, you're fucking benched, man. You're absolutely fucking benched.
Right. This is Glenn Powell, Jenna Ortega, even Sam Jackson's in this. So we'll see what's up.
The Great Beyond, that's where I will be in like 4 minutes.
Did he make it till the movie came out?
I think he did.
Okay. He doesn't make it long in this movie, though.
No, that's what I was more as the character, not making fun of the death of one of our cinema icon.
This is crazy. March 8th, 2020, right before the outbreak.
Oh, I got out while the getting was good.
That's so good.
I actually had a map to the next 6 years, and I said, no fucking thanks.
Vaya con Dios.
Yes, I beat the Grim Reaper again at chess, and he just showed me what was going to happen, and I said, take me now.
Double or nothing, Reaper.
And then I purposely lost. The Grim Reaper is very terrible at chess, you know.
He's so stupid.
So Poe is meeting with Max von Sydow here. Yes. General Tamisha's loyalty. Then you see the intercut of the landing of these troops. Oh,
yeah. This landing scene is really great. I love all the like the dudes, like the stormtroopers preparing for the landing, and they're just all like lined up, very stormtrooper like, and whatever this ship is to bring them down. Very cool. And I have to say, Oscar Isaac very good at running. Both him and John Boyega do a lot of really great running in this movie. Like, I think they were watching some Tom Cruise clips. Like, this is how you do it. Like, you got to really get your hands up and really going to get to the Tom Cruise warp
speed. I think Ridley's doing some good running, too. Don't leave Daisy out of this. You know, they're all running. It's a very run-heavy movie. We're not jogging.
It makes it exciting because I feel like a lot of the prequels felt like a constitutional for some of those folks. Exactly. You know what I mean?
These people start getting slaughtered immediately, which is kind of awesome.
There's this one stormtrooper holding a blaster to some like horse face guy. Did you guys see that horse face guy? Hell yeah.
Love it.
A sad guy that like he's been on that land for generations.
Oh, definitely, dude. And all I was thinking about wasn't there a horse guy, Eric, that we covered on the Gleep Glossary?
Yes. Hohash Ekwash or something.
I think great pull, dude. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it's just close enough. But yeah, so horse pilot of the X-Wings. if you want to bump up to the Gleep Glossary level, that's where we talked about him.
That's right.
A lot Let more Star Wars there.
Chats.
So shit's going down, and Poe Dameron, the great Oscar Isaac, is like, all right, BB-8, you are not here just to sell toys. You are actually a legitimate fucking character in this franchise, and I don't care what anybody says. You take the data stick and you just fuck off into the desert, buddy. And man, I gotta tell you, I love this BB-8. Like, he's just fantastic in all three movies, man. He's
a cutie pie.
We started here. This is very, you know, it's Leia putting the fucking cartridge into R2-D2. It's a little different, but it is, we're bringing people back.
The blueprint of Star Wars. I think I said it on the Gleep Glossary last month that even the Phantom Menace is about a fucking kid in the desert that then blows up a space station. It's all the same.
Exactly. And actually, I made this map. It'll fit on your little guy's little weed tray. He's got a little weed tray in there, right? That's where you put your weed inside that little guy.
Yeah, after you've ground it up, you just put it right there in his little tray. And anytime you need it, just a little boop, you just get it right out of there and put it in your bowl.
That's what I've been doing out in the desert, man. Really fucking, really sticky out here in Jakku.
Liked what you just heard and you want to get the rest of this episode, head on over to patreon.com/wehatemovies, where not only can you instantly unlock the rest of this fine program, you also get yourself access to hours upon hours of exclusive shows and commentaries you cannot get anywhere else. That's patreon.com/wehatemovies.